70. With even more information you can use, tune in for the latest cutting-edge health solutions to sickness, pain, and anti-aging. Join Bruce Hedendahl for Health is Wealth Live every Saturday morning at 8, only on WNN.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Bad electrical wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed to take the stress of modern high-voltage appliances like flat-screen TVs, computers, and home entertainment systems. You also may be in danger from bad wiring caused by do-it-yourself fixes or using previous electricians who were improperly trained. When outlets and plugs start to fall out, it's a very dangerous problem, and leaving them unrepaired can cause fire and or electrocution. Call Mr. Electric today, family-owned and operated for 33 years, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Electric, never a charge for the consultation, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710.
Newspapers for the blind.org. This charity brings you the audible newspaper news you need. Contributions are appreciated. Hear us all at newspapersfortheblind.org.
Newspapers for the Blind. Audiologist approved. Audible newspapers. Read gently to you by live newspaper casters. Newspapersfortheblind.org.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
All right, John Hollis with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are live from WNN 1470 AM. Of course, we are sitting in the studio here, and we're streaming live to blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. We're also streaming to holisticlifestylesradio.com, Twitter podcast, and also Facebook. And we want to welcome all of our listeners, not only here locally, but all over the country. And I want to thank our listeners for sending in the emails and the questions that they had from Sunday night show. There was a whole lot of response. We want to take this time also to thank Rashid yesterday for a great, great show. He had a great presence and a whole lot of information requested for Rashid's show, too. So we want to thank the listeners for emailing us and getting interactive at the website. And most importantly, of course, we want to thank our sponsors for today's show. Of course, it is Canatelli Builders and Robert Gluck, Esquire, Robert Gluck, PA. And Canatelli Builders and Robert Gluck can be found on the HolisticLifestylesRadio.com website, and you can click on their information. And, of course, you can get more information by going there. And today's show is, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and our special guest on Wednesdays is, of course, Green Wave Cafe from Coral Springs, and they're in the studio with us today. Raul and his daughter are going to be asking lots of questions and talking about lots of things that regard to, of course, vegan styles and eating healthy and green eating, and we are looking forward to having them on as a guest. If you are in the area of Pompano Beach or anywhere in Broward County, the Alternatives Motorcycle Club is going to be having a toy run, and we are going to be doing Toys for Tots in a toy run, and we're going to be dropping off a lot of toys over at the racetrack in Pompano Harness Track. And if you want more information on that, you can call 877-799-8773. We're also going to be looking at doing a live broadcast from the First Step Sober House in Pompano Beach on Thanksgiving Day, and they're going to be giving away free food in the parking lot. There's about 15 churches that are involved, and they're expecting a large turnout there, and there's going to be a very large Thanksgiving meal right in the parking lot of the First Step Sober House. And you can go to firststepsoberhouse.com and find out about the community aspect of that. We do a lot of community work, and we like to make sure that people have a message of hope, that if you're hungry or you're hopeless on Thanksgiving, come and hang out with us so you can get some hope, because that's what it's all about. At the same time, we want to thank, of course, our special guest of First Step Sober House for promoting it and, of course, having us there during the event. And at this point, what I'd like to be able to do is give you an opportunity to find out a couple other things that are going on. Go to the events category in the holisticlifestylesradio.com, and what you're going to find is that we are going to be doing a live broadcast also coming up in April. And if you're looking to be a sponsor at this event, you can give us a call. We are going to be doing a live event from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we will be streaming live. G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program, along with several other alternative facilities that are everything from cancer to people that might have alternative needs for diabetes and other situations that they might be living with. And they're all meeting out in Las Vegas, Nevada in April, and all of the information is going to be put up on the website this week. Check it out, because we're going to be out there streaming live and broadcasting live right back here to WNN 1470. So people in Broward, Palm Beach, and, of course, Martin County can listen to the show live from Las Vegas. Looking forward to that. We're putting all of that together now. And in the meantime, I want to thank Joe behind the glass. Joe is always wonderful. We love Joe, don't we, Joe? Joe just stuck his tongue out at me. Well, listen, we thank you for listening. And, of course, we got the Green Wave Cafe coming up here, Raul and his daughter, and a special guest. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers. Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. Are you or a family member suffering from depression or extreme hives? Is your mental health issue complicated by drugs or alcohol? Atlantic Shores Hospital offers a complete range of mental health services and substance abuse treatment. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. For a free consultation, call toll free, 800-771-2711, Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit. And be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Raul Valley, and with me today is Isabel Valley and a special guest, Jonathan Parker. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the top leading causes of death in the United States and their link to animal-based foods. Did you know that the overconsumption of protein is linked to the following diseases and ailments? Constipation, digestive disorders, toxemia, obesity, cancer, heart disease. These are diseases that are overwhelming the population, especially in the United States. And the real question is, what can we do about it? Can we go conventional? And will the doctors help us? Will they save us? They claim to be in the health field. Lately, we've been hearing a lot about health reform, with health insurance, but you know what we're really talking about here? We're talking about disease reform and disease insurance, because that's what their whole premise is. That's what they're basing everything on. The true people that are in the health field are people like us at the Green Wave Cafe, where we are serving you organic, raw, vegan food. And Jonathan, say hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Raul.
Hey, John, how are you? I understand that you had a similar problem like the one I had years ago with your prostate, but you decided to go totally conventional. You put your hands in doctors. You know, you said, hey, take me, cure me. And what happened? What's your story?
Well, in 2001, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and after you know, checking the PSA and stuff like that, the normal means, they decided they'd do a biopsy, and I went along with the program. My doctor, I'm not going to give any names, but my doctor at the time, a urologist, told me that I was too young for surgery, and too young, and he meant that he didn't want to destroy my sex life completely. And so he suggested that I do what they call brachytherapy, which is radiation. In this case, it's specifically they put eight glass tubes into your prostate, and they insert little seeds of radium or uranium, and that just is in there for like a few minutes, and then they do that three times during a 24-hour period, and then you do 25 sessions of external radiation. That seemed to be successful. My PSAs went way down. I didn't have any more symptoms of prostate cancer, but needless to say, it played havoc in my sex life. I had just gotten married in 2000, and this is it's not a good thing. But anyway, I thought I was healing up, and
I have a question before you go on. When they did this therapy for you, did they explain to you what the possible side effects of this therapy were?
Not really.
They kind of leave that out, because I was faced with a similar decision at the time, and I had to do my own research, because they never told me what the side effects are.
All right. No, they didn't tell me any long-term effects, except for that during the what the radiation was doing was killing cells in my prostate. And of course, that's going to cause scar tissue to form and other problems. That was the only side effects they discussed.
Right, but what happened to you eventually because of this radiation treatment? What was the outcome of that?
Well, the outcome, like I said, for the prostate, that sort of history. I'll tell you more about that later. What the diet. The raw vegetable diet has done for me. But in 2008, I ran into you in about October, a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were looking really good, you and your wife Lisa, and you. I was pretty fat. You told me that you were the same way I was, and you had changed your diet to raw vegan, and I told you I was interested in a diet because I had run into several instances where people suggested that I go on a vegetarian diet and even raw vegetables. And so I told you I was interested, but I had to wait until I was going to Colombia that year, and I wanted to wait until then to get any drastic diet changes, because in Colombia, of course, they eat a lot of meat. A lot of barbecue. But God has his other plans, I guess. And anyway, I went to a regular physical in, I think it was March. And the only doctor I'm going to name here is my doctor, Dr. Soto. She's a wonderful woman at the Firefighters Wellness Center. She was very concerned about me because of my shape, which was round like a football, big football. I'm 5'7", and I weigh 208 pounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look so different today than when you looked when I saw you again. That it's you're not even the same person.
No, it's changed a lot of things. It's changed my attitude. It's changed my clarity of thought. not to mention my physical well-being. At this point, I feel like I'm 30 years old again. I'm not. I'm 64. Well, I'll be 64 in December.
But here's really the point I want to bring up. You had prostate cancer. They did their treatment, which was the radiation. What did this radiation do to you? What was the secondary cancer, which is almost textbook?
Well, this is, according to statistics, people that do radiation therapy within 4 to 6 years or so develop, not everybody, but a lot of them develop, a significant number develop tumors or cancers, generally in the area where the radiation was applied.
And did this happen to you?
Generally, yes. That's approximately where the external radiation was applied. Anyway, the way I found out about it was Dr. Soto was concerned about my shape, like I said, and we did a regular chest x-ray. It was a normal physical, and she calls me up and tells me the x-ray technician said he saw a lot of spots on my lungs. So she called me in and had me go for a CT scan. They found that I had, in the CT scan, the same day that I had it done, Dr. Soto called me and was very concerned, wanted to see me immediately. They saw 20 nodules on my lungs, and she said it wouldn't be lung cancer because it's lung cancer usually appears in one spot and grows from there. This was like 20 different spots all over my lungs, and she said that it was probably from a primary cancer of another source, and she suspected the possibility was colon cancer. And she palpated something in this, what they call the upper cecum area, which is near the appendix. And so she wanted me to go do more CT scans. And I did the CT scans, but during that weekend I had my first symptoms. I had excruciating pain and I didn't go to the doctor like I should have. Instead, she wanted me to go in the emergency room immediately, and I waited and I did the CT scans, and he called her and she called me immediately and said to get in the hospital and check myself in. So I did that. And subsequently I did another CT scan in there, and they found a large tumor right at the entrance between the in the large intestine, right at the entrance to the small intestine, or from the small intestine. And also there was another tumor located on the appendix itself, and they weren't sure about whether it was on the appendix or infiltrated into the appendix. So they scheduled me for surgery right away. It was sort of an emergency because I was in pain again. And what happened was when they did the last one, they put pressure on it and it blocked the entrance, and that caused a lot of pain. Anyway, they did the surgery, and 2 days later, when I recovered enough to think coherently, I called my friend Raul, who, by the way, was a former firefighter with me. We were both firefighters with Miami-Dade. I'm retired now after 30 years, and he's retired. And we're doing other things. But I knew him very well, and I had a lot of faith in him and a lot of trust. He said I need to really get on this raw vegan diet, and he had just opened his restaurant. So he invited me over there, and I went over there and checked it out, and I began my raw vegan diet approximately the 15th of April, and I made it, the official date is May 1st. I went to the oncologist the first week of May. The oncologist told me, he said, well, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you three kinds of poison. We're going to put a port in, a permanent port. We're going to give you three kinds of poisons for 6 hours in big doses to see how you can handle it. And you'll be in the hospital for 6 hours. And then after that, the next day, the nurse is going to come to the house and hook you up on a little machine on your belt, and every 2 weeks for 46 hours, you're going to get these three kinds of poisons in smaller amounts, more directly into the area of your cancer. He told me that I had metastasized lung cancer, and that was very serious. It had advanced. He said I was basically in stage 4 of cancer, which is close to where they say, sorry, we can't do anything for you. he said that I asked him some questions. I said, I heard that that people that do chemotherapy, the survival rate's about 5 to 7% after 5 years, meaning that the other 93% are dead. And he said, well, we don't worry about numbers like that. And he said, but the good thing is that with chemotherapy, you'll probably survive 2 years. And I said, the good thing, I said, it doesn't sound so good to me. He said, well, you're in very good shape, and you don't have any other medical matters to worry about, so you might survive 4 years. And I'm still thinking to myself, my wife's sitting there, and she doesn't understand everything that's going on. So I asked him, I said, listen, I heard that the average chemotherapy costs about $300,000 a year. Oh, don't worry about that. You've got good insurance. I said, one more question, Doc. I said, should I be on a special diet or something? Should I eliminate certain foods? Or, oh, no, just eat whatever you're eating now. That's fine. We don't worry about anything like that. And I said, well, listen, I got to do something else for a while. I said, I have to go to Columbia. I want to check some other doctors. And he said, oh, no, you have to start this right away or I can't guarantee a good outcome. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't hear anything about a good outcome. I said, 2 to 4 years, that's not a good outcome.
That's a death sentence. This is the best they could do.
Oh, and I asked him, I said, I would like to have my cancer healed.
Okay, we're going to be right back after some messages from our sponsors, but we want to hear more about what eventually happened to Jonathan Parker.
To tell me which way I should go.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Lights Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders,
the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
If you are looking for addiction treatment, holistic drug and alcohol rehabilitation, specializing in addiction recovery, substance abuse, and relapse prevention, write down this important phone number, 877-799-8773. Call and speak with a counselor now. Change happens with the first step, so make the call, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show. This is Raul Valley, and with me today is my guest, Jonathan Parker, and my co-host, Isabel Valley. And we're talking about Jonathan Parker's experience with prostate cancer and how the treatment of prostate cancer actually gave him a secondary cancer, which was deadlier and worse than the primary cancer. There's so many statistics. From what I've been reading, prostate cancer therapy in this country is a total failure. Men that get prostate cancer and do nothing at all have a higher survival rate than men that get prostate cancer and get treated. Yeah. John, when we were talking before, you went to see a doctor. They said that you had a tumor in your colon. What did they do about it? They did surgery.
Yeah, the surgery was basically they shortened my colon by 13 inches, taking out also my appendix in the process.
That's unbelievable. Now, let me ask you this. During all of this time, and I experienced the same thing, they're treating symptoms. They're trying to kill tumors. Did they ever address, now you mentioned before the break that you asked, what should I change and what should I eat? And they said, no, just keep eating what you've been eating. But let's go to the cause. Isabel, what do you know about the cause of prostate cancer?
Well, first of all, when it comes to prostate cancer, it is one of the most commonly diagnosed cancers in the U.S. for men. And they've already done countless research on this cancer, and they know for a fact that in these studies, the men with the highest intake of dairy had approximately double the risk of total prostate cancer and up to four times the risk of metastatic prostate cancer.
John, how much dairy did you consume?
I'm a big cheese eater. I love cheese. I drink milk regularly because it never affected me like some people get so they can't tolerate milk. I've never had that problem.
I hope you're saying were, not
yeah, that's
am.
In the past.
Well, you know, if you want to go deeper into why dairy is the cause of this type of cancer, it all boils down to this growth hormone. It's called insulin-type growth hormone. They usually call it IGF-1. And basically what this hormone does is it's regulated by a healthy body, but when it goes unchecked because of overconsumption of dairy, it inhibits the elimination of old cells. And these old cells lead to mutated cancer cells. Animal-based foods increases the blood level of this growth hormone, especially dairy, which causes this imbalance.
Now, this information, where did it come from?
Actually, it's been countless studies done by Harvard and Cornell. The research was done in 2001. There was 12 to 14 case-controlled studies and 7 to 9 cohort studies that revealed this positive association.
I know that in the book, The China Study, written by Dr. Colin T. Campbell from Cornell University, he's one of the top scientists in nutrition in the United States. In his book, he says that the number one cause of cancer in the United States is not cigarette smoke. It's consuming dairy products. That, to me, is amazing that, you know, knowing this, knowing these studies, the medical people do not address the cause. They don't say, hey, folks, stop doing this, stop eating this, because this is the cause of your problems. It's because they're not in the health business. They're in the disease business, and their money comes from people like Jonathan Parker getting a disease and them treating it, not preventing it. There's no money in it for them if you're healthy. John, what were you saying about how much it was going to cost to treat this problem?
Well, I just heard that that the average cost of chemotherapy a year is $300,000. And my doctor said, the oncologist said, oh, you got good insurance, don't worry about it. But I know that I probably wind up paying about 20%, which is $60,000 a year, which is basically my retirement pay.
That's amazing. Now, here's the thing. We all know John had this problem. We know what the doctors did to him when they treated his primary cancer. Then they're giving him, they're giving him a choice to treat this next cancer, but they're basically giving you a death sentence because at most you were going to live 4 years, at most.
No, he didn't give me a choice. He said that I could go ahead and get other opinions if I wanted, but any other oncologist in the United States would basically give me the same program because of the stage of my cancer. And to get it out of my lungs and everything, he said, well, you can't operate and it's too diffuse to do radiation, so chemo is the only way to go.
Amazing.
And I said, well, I think there's other ways to go, but I'm going to have to look into it.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. After all of this is done and said, what did you do?
Well, excuse me. I had, like I said, I had started the vegetarian diet, and I'm a praying man also. I believe God is very concerned about us, and he made a way for us, and he made our bodies perfect. Of course, we don't treat them perfectly. We treat them badly, and we put the wrong things in them. Our bodies weren't designed to eat meat in the first place, and much less, and all the cooked foods and everything are that's our idea. You said to me before that we're the only animals on the planet that denature our food before we eat it, and that's the truth. I went to another doctor, I'll say his name, Dr. Lasana. He has a program on health, but it's in Spanish. It's on 1210 AM radio, and he gives he deals in bee products. Now, he gave me a detoxification diet. I went there because my wife is Spanish and she listens to him, and I wanted to make her happy, so I did it. And he gave me a detoxification diet, 7 days of green juice, three times a day, 10 ounces of celery and watercress, 50-50, which is really nasty tasting. It's a very potent diuretic. And when I say diuretic, I mean it goes to the cellular level and squeezes the water out of everything in your body. And eggplant tea. I did 120 ounces a day of that for 7 days. I lost 28 pounds, and I can tell you now it was all water because I'm starting to get the water back in my body, and I'm starting to look normal again. But I have still lost a lot of weight.
What did you lose totally?
55 pounds.
Amazing.
Over a three-month period.
Just by going vegan.
Yeah, and I did, well, you know, I did a month of juice diet, juice fasting, but I did fruit juice and green juice mostly, and I lost maybe 15 pounds during that period.
Yeah, let me say something that a lot of people don't realize. The human body has an immune system. The human body has a limited amount of energy. And every time that we consume food and are digesting food, it's about 80% of our energy is used to digest and process this food. When you went on this fast for 30 days, you stopped digesting food. Your body turned all of that energy that it once wasted in digestion to healing your problem. And it started to clean up the mess that you had created. And that's why fasting works. It's because all the energy is devoted now to cleansing. And you go into, like you said, a detox, and you start flushing out. Did you have a healing crisis? Did you at any one point feel a little bit sick?
I only had two bad days. One was on May 19th, and I called you, and my wife was having, she was freaking out. She wanted me to go to the hospital, and you told me, call me first.
I remember that, yeah.
Raul, being my food coach, I called him, and he said, don't go to the doctor, but tell me what's going on. And I've had kidney stones before, so I was having a problem with my kidney. And part of the metastasized cancers, they said they saw in my abdominal area around the kidneys and around the urethra or ureters, I forget what the name is, they go to the bladder and also possibly around the bladder and other lymphatic areas. So I believe what I was having was a little problem from that. I had so much energy during the, especially when I started the detox diet that Dr. Lasana gave me. I was amazed. I thought I was going to be tired and dragging around, and because I fasted before, but not like that.
Yeah, no,
I had
true.
So much energy that I don't remember ever being that energetic in my life. I'd stay up at night without meaning to, just because I was so busy doing stuff.
Because your body is no longer using up this energy to digest food.
Especially the food that can't be digested.
This is so true. Isabel, let me ask you something. And what you've researched,
yep.
What can you tell us about this relationship between, the diet and curing cancer?
Well, first of all, according to the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention, cancer is the third leading cause of death in this country. It follows by heart disease and stroke. With that said, it is a type of ailment that is related to your type of lifestyle as well as your diet. For instance, colon cancer, which is the second most common cancer in the U.S., has the strongest link, or I guess the most direct link, to animal food-based diets than any of the other cancers. It concluded that colon cancer is absolutely no amount of processed meat that's safe to eat, according to the American Institute for Cancer Research and the World Center for Cancer Research Fund. Just one 50-gram serving of bacon, sausage, deli meats, or any other processed meats increases your risk of colon cancer on an average of 21%. So that's a pretty high increase in risk just by consuming one 50-gram serving of meat.
Well, that is amazing. Now, has anybody seen the movie Eating? If you're familiar with it, Michael Anderson in that movie says, "I want to tell you a dirty little secret." He goes, "There is a cure for cancer." He goes, "It's called your immune system. It's been doing it for years." And this is something that they don't want us to know. They don't tell us these little things. And of course, in the movie Eating, which we carry at the Greenway because I think it's probably the best documentary I have ever seen, he says that eating is the largest form of assisted suicide in the United States. People are literally eating themselves to death, and they're eating a meat-based diet, and that's what's doing it. Anyway, we have to break now. And we'll be back with more on this subject.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living. Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads.
advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Raul Valley with my co-host, Isabel Valley, and our special guest, Jonathan Parker. We've been talking about a unique situation that happened to Jonathan and how he was able to overcome basically a death sentence with the secondary cancer that was most likely caused. It's almost textbook from the treatment of his prostate cancer. But before we go on, I want to thank the people at the Green Wave Cafe today that are enjoying their lettuce boat tacos and their hummus sandwiches, because they're listening to the show right now. So I just wanted to say hello to you. The Green Wave is located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. John, question: what happened after all of this? Controversy, all of this drama going on in your life. They've operated you, 13 inches of your colon. What's going on right now with you?
Well, let me just say real quick, a few days after the surgery, I'm praying. I'm asking God. I said, look, my friend Raul, who I trust, is telling me to go with this vegetarian diet. He's saying the body can heal itself. So I asked God for a confirmation witness about going on this path of healing. And about the day later, the dietary director of the hospital that I was in, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get her in trouble, but this lady came down and gave me a piece of paper that had information about YouTube and different websites to look at about Dr. Campbell and of Cornell University and all in the China study. And I asked her, I said, this is about the raw vegetable diet. And she says, yes. And I said, isn't this kind of like against hospital policy? And she said, well, I'm not saying not to do what the doctors say. And I'm not saying to go against what they say. But what I'm saying is that if you want to live, do this diet. That really impressed me.
That is amazing, because that's what it boils down to. You have to allow your body to heal itself. And one of the ways, it's a puzzle. Don't think that this is the ultimate answer. It's a lifestyle change. It's detoxing. It's getting enough sun. It's a state of mind. It's all these things put together. But one of the biggest factors is what you consume. If you stop poisoning your body with animal products, which are full of pesticides, hormones, fungicides. I mean, this is all the stuff that you're consuming when you consume animal products, not to mention the metabolic waste that these poor animals are subjected to now. That's how your body's going to heal. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You were talking about the body's immune system. During the time that I was healing, my doctors, the surgeon herself, checked me out about 7 days after the surgery, and she was really impressed with how fast I was healing up. And Dr. Soto, I went back to after 3 months, and I had blood tests done, and she noted that my cancer markers were down significantly, the specific cancer markers for colon cancer and also markers for other cancers were both down.
She asked me,
what are you doing besides a diet? She told me you're doing a vegan diet. I said, yeah, raw vegetables, nothing cooked, nothing processed. I even called my poor daughter and told her to come over, and I cleaned out my kitchen and threw it. I'm a gourmet chef. I like to cook. I like to eat. I do sushi, everything like that. I used to. Everybody's kind of wondering, well, why aren't I having any problems? I had two bad days total in 6 months, and I haven't had any symptoms of the lung cancer that the doctor assured me that was going to take me down.
What, did you do anything to help your immune system?
Well, what I found out was my wife God love her, she was giving me a secret formula food supplement called Transfer Factor. I have seen her friend that was selling the stuff. She got her husband that had testicular cancer, and her father that had stomach cancer. Both of them metastasized, and they were basically on their deathbed. I saw a video of her father getting last rites and everything. He's 79 years old in Columbia, and they were getting ready for him to die. They figured maybe a week. And she got this stuff to him, and in 3 months, he's dancing around the bed.
And that was Transfer Factor? That's an immune system enhancer,
isn't
it?
It boosts the immune system 437%, and it's the only thing known to medicine that does that. Now, they don't claim that it cures anything, but your immune system, like I said, I think God gave us perfect bodies, the perfectly designed bodies, and all it does is boost the immune system from a weak point, because the thing is, our bodies are so beat up, and the immune system is trampled. So all this does is bring it up to where it should be, and so it can fight off things like cancer. And cancer is not a disease anyway.
No, it's a state. Now, people think you can cure cancer. My question is, can you cure a cold? No.
No, you heal.
You can get rid of a cold, but you can also get a cold at any time. Well, let me tell you this. After today's, lesson and your documentation and everything that happened to you, it's amazing that cancer's not that big a thing to cure. Your body can do it. It's like Michael Anderson said, you know, the cure is in your body already. You just have to allow it. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you, Jonathan, for being with us today. I wanted to thank Isabel for all the research and everything she's done. And I wanted to thank Canatelli Builders and Robert Gluck, an attorney, for helping us sponsor this show, and also the Green Wave Cafe for being there and helping people learn how to eat a healthier diet. So, Jonathan, do you have any closing statement, anything you'd like to say?
I would like to say, if anybody's interested in finding out about the Transfer Factor, they can call me at my cell phone, 305-469-4296. I'll be glad to give them information.
Great, and I'm sure that if anybody wants to call you and get more detail on what exactly you did, I'm sure that you'd be willing to give them a hand and help them, right?
Yes, sir, and I'll definitely direct them to the Green Wave Cafe, where I learned how to non-cook.
That's the thing. The Green Wave Cafe is really a rare thing, because we're not cooking anything there. We're maintaining the food's integrity. We're not denaturing it. And everything in this restaurant is organic and vegan, which is a major thing in helping people heal themselves. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Thank
you.
Good to be here.
Same time, same station.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.